Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sheldon Mallory. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Murray. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is hit by the pitch. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes bunts towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Mallory fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mallory. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 0 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 1 in the game. Mallory hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Mallory goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Newman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ogilvy scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Newman reaches second base with a double. Gross goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Steve Grilli now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Picciolo. The throw from May and he is out, Scribner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuentes bunts towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mallory hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. May moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-2 in the game. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grilly fires to first and picks off Alexander. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Tabb now playing first base. Bob Lacey now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3. Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Picciolo strikes out. One out. John Hiller now pitching. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mallory strikes out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mallory. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Ben Ogilvie. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Kemp scores. Stanley moves to third. May moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Doug Baer now pitching. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley scores. May moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Athletics, 5. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill North pinch runs for Jerry Tabb. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from May and he is safe. North steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan pinch hits for Larry Murray. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill North now playing center field. Tim Hosley now playing first base. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Newman hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hiller. Mallory moves to third. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from May and he is safe. Page steals second. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Page scores. Gross moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.